Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
In the Old Testament, a stronghold was a place of safety and protection from enemy attack. We frequently see the term used to describe God in David's writings. Psalm 18, verse 2, Psalm 31, verse 2, and Psalm 59, verse 16 are a few examples. A stronghold is also useful to the devil, but the kind he builds isn't for refuge. Rather, it's a prison to keep us locked in habitual sin, a place of constant deception and temptation. For those of us who are believers, breaking out of this kind of stronghold may be difficult, but it's not impossible. That's because Christ has set us free from the dominion of sin, and God has provided spiritual armor for our protection. So why do we still struggle with habitual sin? The reason is because we receive temporary comfort, pleasure, and satisfaction from these ingrained patterns of behavior. However, any benefit is deceptive, and guilt and shame will eventually follow. Just thinking about giving up a sinful habit brings some people to the brink of despair, even though they long to be free. But the Holy Spirit's power is enough to enable any believer to walk out of Satan's stranglehold and into God's stronghold.